Are you ready, Mr. Secretary? All right, we're going to call the session for the public safety in order. We have one item of business this evening. We actually have a resolution 22-01, and this is the MIMS agreement that we renewed ever so often. We've done it several times since I have been on the court, and I spoke with the judge's office, and I believe that they're endeavoring to renew this contract. And so they need a resolution from the court for our support on this. So I'll put this on the table to see if there are any questions regarding this resolution from the committee. And let me just stop the thing before I do that. There are three of us here. We have a quorum. I know Justice Moss has COVID. He reached out to me and haven't heard from Justice Schock this evening.
Schock is under quarantine.
Okay, here we go. Thank you, Margaret. Is there any questions or comments regarding this resolution?
Only question I have is this the exact same contract that we have, nothing added to it, passed in the past?
I don't think there's anything added. Tom, do you know?
To my knowledge, it's the same. I didn't compare it word for word.
Well, not word for word, but...
It's essentially the same.
I read through it. I did not recognize any difference. I believe it's a renewal. Okay, it's every 5 years, isn't that correct, Counselor? Okay.
Thank you.
Same contract.
Motion made to advance resolution 2201
second.
To full court.
Second.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Very good. So before we adjourn, I did have one question I wanted to ask. Let's see. Is Sheriff's not here? Chief, if you could just a question. I know that we approved some money for the Sheriff's Office for pay and those kinds of things. And we had about 20 openings in the jail and a number of openings for deputy. And just for my edification, I want to know how that was coming. More than anything else, to see if that was able to help and what those positions look like. I've been concerned about those open positions.
Yeah. Oh, it was a substantial help. As we've seen the last quarter of 2021, we're averaging 15 vacancies in the detention center. When I checked today, we have 4 open positions left.
Okay, very good.
And we have a mountain of applications for detention, so I feel pretty confident those will be filled pretty soon. We posted on our Facebook. We started 5 new patrol applicants Monday and a new program that we've started. We do still have 5 openings, but again, we have a mountain of applications. The good thing about now that we're in a competitive salary range of other departments, we actually have a lot more pre-certified officers putting in to come to our department. So that's exciting. Mm-hmm. And some within our jurisdiction, some out, but it's a increase of pre-certified officers in the county department. So, it's been kind of a struggle. And, when you're shorthanded our department, not only affects us, it really affects the citizens that we serve. So hopefully 2022 is looking great.
So I think the most encouraging part of that report is the mountain of applicants, because I believe that has been an issue.
Yes, sir.
Through the summer and the winter was very few applicants.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. They're coming in daily. I get emails, phone calls. How do we put in? And so we're looking for the patrol. We're looking at doing another interview process here in about a week or two. So hopefully we'll have those positions filled soon.
Okay. Very good, Chief. Thank you for that report.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Do you have a question?
Justice Lowski.
Can you give us an animal update? Do you have
I can. Let me change gears here for a second.
Yeah.
So I think the last report that I gave that we had a field trip scheduled mm-hmm. for Stone County. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, like a lot of different venues we're having, we ended up postponing the trip due to COVID. Mm-hmm. So we had several people who were either exposed or actually tested positive. So I reached out to Senator Irving and graciously asked if we could reschedule that, and she said absolutely that we can. So we're going to reschedule that. Where we are right now, the initial plan, my plan, was to do the Stone County tour. We also had invited a representative from Rixow to go on the trip with us, and Emily was going with us, and we were going to have the opportunity to talk about the design of the shelter, and they have a proposed agreement that they have presented to the committee and to the judge for us to look at. So we were going to ask questions. That did not happen. So I'm going to kind of swap the Stone County interview as I'm holding another meeting as soon as our quarantine group is free, so that with the architect, with the judge's office, and with the committee, so that we can talk about the proposal and what all is involved in the proposal, let the committee ask those questions, let us vet that. And then I suspect that once we get that, there's going to be money involved in there, is that we'll bring that before the court to see, consider an appropriation. So I'll go back to one of the questions that I asked recently was at some time, I don't remember if you were on the court or not, where we appropriated the $30,000 for plans for the that money wasn't spent. And so as we know, if you don't spend the money at the end of the year, it's unappropriated and you have to ask for it again. So we have at least that money that we once had the court approve. We may be coming back and asking for a sum of that again once we get those numbers. I don't have a number yet because we haven't had that meeting. So that's where we are at this point. I will say that I think I reported the mobile home building has been removed. I pulled into the parking lot yesterday, and the current occupants are doing a good job of cleaning it up. I believe the 16th of the month is when they're actually closing their doors, and then they will start with their moving out. I'll report that the committee has discussed. We have available, so Eric King serves on our committee, and he has offered his employer to bring the grill out, and he'll grill burgers and stuff, and we'll have a day of cleanup for the animal interest community and any JPs that may want to come out and do those kinds of things. But it's a little premature. I'm just talking about some of the things that we're looking at doing very soon.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
Does that help?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions on that topic? All right. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All right. We're adjourned. Thank you.